We won that game 45-7. We won today 28-24. Our people didn't touch the balls. I love our team. I'm proud of our guys. And we're going to carry on and hopefully continue to do well.
That is not Mayor Menino, God rest his soul, but it sounded just like him. That's Bob Kraft, owner of the Patriots, who's feeling pretty happy today. You know, we haven't even played the clip of the guy that, if it hadn't been for Tom Brady's performance, would have been the MVP. I mean, a guy that most of us never heard of before. Wasn't the MVP last year named Malcolm, too? Malcolm? Wasn't it?
Might have been.
I think it was Malcolm Smith from from the Seahawks last year. Man.
You could have won a lot of money on that prop bet.
Yeah, no kidding. Malcolm Butler saved the day. He didn't win the MVP, but he came up with a huge play at the end of the game.
I just had a vision that I was going to make a big play, and it came true, and I'm just blessed. And it was I can't explain it right now.
Love the Southern accent. He's a small town Mississippi guy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Soucier. He had a premonition.
Yes.
He can predict the future.
It's very good.
Wow.
He
could come in handy.
Well, and the thing is, I need to take him to Vegas if he can. That would be helpful. But he did see it setting up. And the fact that he was thinking pass in that situation when nobody in America was, except for apparently the Seahawks, it was pretty amazing.
It was, and you heard Belichick asked if he was surprised that they ran it. He said, well,
I don't know. You have to ask Pittsburgh about Pittsburgh. That's what
he said. They have their goal line plays, and we defended their goal line plays.
Eric's calling him out. He says, I had a vision. Get the heck out of here. Paraphrasing. Okay, so did you know that there was an issue with the Super Bowl anthem?
Didn't.
Apparently, there was some suspicious betting about Idina Menzel's anthem, and so they took it off the board at the last minute.
Yeah, well, I told you this.
Yeah.
My buddy's got a beat on it.
Does he know why?
Well, because a friend of mine in years past, last year, is involved in the sound production of it, and so they have to report how long it's going to take all this stuff.
Yeah, it should have been easy, right? I mean, this should be the easiest pick there. Kind of like whether or not Katie's going to show cleavage, if you can get some insight into that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, they only take so much money on these bets, though. I mean, there's only so much you can get
Vegas
down.
Vegas doesn't take these, only online.
Okay, but I'm saying you can't get down for $1 million on how long that's going to go.
I would think you couldn't.
I've read this before that they limit the amount of per bet that you can do on this, and apparently the over-under was 122 seconds, so 2 minutes, 2 seconds. She hit over.
Was it 205? Unofficial? I saw 205.
Apparently she went way over in the rehearsal, and then she went 2 minutes and 4 seconds is what I read.
She can belt it out, my friend. She can belt it out.
I like to say she's wickedly talented.
She is wickedly talented.
She's strong now.
I thought, honestly, John Legend's America the Beautiful was even better.
He was really good.
He's spectacular. He's got quite the soulful voice. Okay, so
it was pretty buttoned up, though. I mean, everybody was tight. Everybody did a fantastic job.
I would have lost money on the Katy Perry cleavage bet. I thought she would have shown much more than that.
Yeah, but apparently that counted. What she did wear in the shark outfit counted as cleavage.
They won't do it. The NFL is very tight now after what's happened the last few years. Woo, buddy.
So, Maddie T.
Wardrobe malfunction.
We got the some of the best and a couple of the worst.
Those three on the second part, those are all the depressing ones.
Okay.
And then the Toyota, I liked the other one better than the one where the girl goes off to the military, so.
This is the one that got me the worst. I was like, really? Really?
Huh.
Hey, wait! Guys, wait!
I'll never learn to ride a bike. Or get cooties. I'll never learn to fly. Or travel the world with my best friend. And I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
At Nationwide, we believe in protecting what matters most.
I mean,
your kids.
I don't get it.
Shot to the groin. Nationwide, you're not on my side. You're depressing me during the Super Bowl. What are you doing?
What happened to the commercials where it's like Peyton Manning, you know, singing the song Nationwide? It's like dead kids.
Look. I mean, I'm already looking for a ledge to jump off after the Packers got beat in the NFC Championship game in heartbreaking fashion. Now you're doing this to me?
Here's what I like. Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am dead.
Sorry, I ate bleach from under the sink. Is that where they were leading? It looked like he ate poison from under the sink.
The message is right. The format...
What was the message again?
The forum is not right.
I must have been eating a chicken wing.
It's basically, and they had some video to support the theme, which was basically these household accidents can be avoided to some degree.
Well, in his household accident, I'm just curious. I'm not trying to there make was, fun of it.
They showed stuff under the sink, like Matty T said. They showed a bathtub that was full with a toaster in it or whatever. I don't know. No, I don't know what
Speaking
it was.
Of being found face down in a bathtub.
Hey, whoa,
that's
whoa.
Entertainment Report.
Yes, wait till we get an update there.
This kid,
he died. He's basically...
He was drinking bleach?
I don't... They at 12? There were all sorts of...
They insinuated.
No, he wasn't 12. He's like 6 or 7. Oh,
he's old enough to know that.
So it was really annoying to me. I'm like, you're really bugging me. I got an 8-year-old kid over here that I'm worried about, and you're making me nervous.
Have you had the hard conversations?
Yes, I have, and no, it's not bleach, because of Maddox. A Nationwide commercial, bro. I promise you. That's called parenting.
The birds and the bees can wait, Maddox.
Okay, here's the other thing.
No bleach.
Speaking of parents who are all freaked out now... This is a local commercial from St. Louis, okay? Locally produced by an organization, I guess, that works with substance abuse.
Okay, sure.
The music, and maybe they were trying to catch your attention, and I think they tried to throw you a curve, like, oh, by the way, I'm dead, kid, commercial.
Oh, boy.
But it's an upbeat, chipper song, and you're kind of going along with it, and it's all about drug abuse, and then things don't end so well.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to believe this one.
First you stole prescription pills from your mom. You threw back a few and then they were gone. So you're jonesing real bad. Yeah, you need some more. So you call a shady guy and say you're looking to score. And that's how you got addicted to heroin.
Oh boy,
sing it if you know it.
He came over quick, said he got something new. For just $10, you snort or chew.
Mm-hmm.
Said just one time, and then you'd be fine. But soon you OD'd, and now you're dying.
Uh-oh. Dying?
And that's how you got addicted to heroin. And that's how you OD'd on heroin.
I mean, that's
fun.
That's going to run right up the charts.
You know, Pat, she took some liberties, didn't she, with the lyrics there?
I got two problems with that. I got two problems with that. A, you're almost glamorizing it first of all, it's such a horrible situation, getting hooked on heroin. Are you kidding me?
And I need to tell you, too, the video supporting the song is a mother coming home from work. She could see...
What was I doing while these commercials were going on?
This was in St. Louis, so you weren't there. She's looking at the gym bag, and she's going, geez, why is Tommy's... You could see her thinking this. She didn't say it. There's no words, just the music. Why is Tommy's gym bag here? So then she eventually calls from Tommy. She ends up going upstairs, and she sees him on the bed with the bag of heroin next to him. I mean, it is like... Again, you're depressing me. I'm glad I didn't watch the game in St. Louis. I seriously would have gone to therapy right after the game.
St. Louis, get a grip. What are you doing? Come on, St. Louis. You get the arch. I mean, you get a lot of things going for you, but definitely local commercials are not.
How about
one
the
of
catchy
them.
Tune with the message like that?
How, you know what? That doesn't get across the kid. You know who that tugs on the heartstrings? The poor parents who've experienced kids overdosing on heroin. That's who that is tugging on the heartstrings. You think one kid that's suffering from that, for whatever reason, they're abusing heroin, do you think that touched them? Do you think that song is what's going to get to them? Of all the things.
I'm with you.
On the local commercial note, Sissy's Log Cabin.
I know you
good
really
job,
like that one.
Sissies.
I need to go back and see this.
It was good. It was great.
Is it online?
The fiance says, look at what your son just bought me. It's a lot bigger than your little puny ring.
She didn't say that.
I swear to God. She said
it's bigger than your puny ring
it's
to the mother?
Bigger than your puny ring.
To the mother-in-law?
To the mother.
What an idiot.
And then the mother turns and looks at the father and then tackles him
it's
and
on.
The popcorn goes everywhere.
That's crazy.
Oh, you would have loved it.
She should have attacked the girl.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Cat fight, rip everybody's clothes off.
No,
come
no,
on,
no,
sissies.
No. Oh. No, you know what I would have done? I would have whooped up a commercial about people trying to rob the store. And what a badass our guy is.
Our guy.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
John Wayne kind of guy.
He says, I was thinking about Clint Eastwood when they came up in there, and I went and got my pistol and ran him off. A string of watches
hashtag
everywhere.
Hashtag like a girl was my other favorite. Tampon commercial. Who would have guessed?
That was widely regarded as a horrific commercial.
You didn't
it
like
was terrible.
It?
Horrific.
You throw like a girl, you run like a girl.
Terrible.
I fell in love with the little girls. They were.
What's
they
wrong
were so
with
cute.
What's wrong with running like a girl if you're a girl?
The whole thing was so bad, Pat. I mean, it was so bad. You know what it was?
I liked it.
It was a commercial like the Coca-Cola one about how you really do matter and you're good and don't let people talk down to you, kids. You guys got to have self-esteem.
That was.
Give me a break.
I also don't want to pay for food with hugs and kisses and taking selfies.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but look, I do like the sponsor.
If you're going to buy a large fry McDonald's day and they say, right, can we do all a little agree? Dance and you're good, I'm like, hey, it's
can
cool.
we all agree on one
said,
thing?
Said, no, I'll pay for it.
The best jingle of the night was, avocados from Mexico.
Oh, the chili's.
Avocados from Mexico.
Who was in that?
This is the greatest jingle of the night.
It was a good commercial. I can't remember who
there was one about super glue that was pretty good, too.
Okay.
It was
we were just
it was the draft, first draft ever.
Oh, first draft ever, that's right. And they draft
Jerry Rice and Dougie the Flute.
That
Dougie
was great.
Yeah.
Yes, cuz like they had different things being drafted in places
and
they
Mexico
didn't belong.
Drafted an avocado.
Good move.
Avocados from Mexico.
I want to see that one again. That was my favorite out of the night. Now that you mentioned
it.
It was my best one. Best one.
Great jingle.
Oh, it's beautiful. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Still chasing that dragon.
That commercial from St. Louis. I can hear Phoebe Buffay singing that.
Yes.
Right after
Smelly Cat. Yes, exactly right.
That's exactly what it sounded like. I said, man, that is so bizarre. Mm-hmm. So, that's all I got. Thanks.
I appreciate it. That's a great point, too. You can totally hear that in a cafe in New York right after Smelly Cat. What's up, Brian?
Hey, I had a major problem with one of the commercials, so much so that I actually called the company and complained about it.
Wow.
No, you didn't.
I love this.
I sure did.
I tweeted Coca-Cola about how crappy their ad was.
Really?
I said, give me an hour, and I'll come up with 10 ads better than that.
I think you could.
No doubt. Okay, so who'd you call, and what was the offensive part?
I had a problem with the Carnival Cruise Line. I did not come from the sea. I'm not some primordial soup that was raised up over billions of years. I called them. I said, look, I was actually thinking about booking another cruise with you because we went on our honeymoon, and, you know, it was great. I mean, but so I said, look, I was created by God. I'm sick of these liberal progressives just overcoming everything on the TV and commercials. So I was like, look, tell whoever listened, I was created by God. I'm not going to book cruise with Carnival ever again.
I guess I missed
Royal Caribbean.
Was that JFK's? It
yes.
seemed like they took it out of context.
That's the bigger issue I had with it. Not any sort of we come from the sea creature message, but the fact that they stole JFK's comments.
That had to be out of context.
No, they actually were given a stats about how much salt we're made up of as humans compared to how much salt is actually in the sea, which is
right, Brian, but I can't imagine that JFK actually thought that.
He was a big fan of taking cruises, you didn't know?
No, I didn't.
Barstool had an issue with it, too. He had it as one of the six worst commercials of the night. He says, dude, every one of your cruises ends with everyone, like, dying from norovirus and covered in human crap. Don't drag JFK into your crappy cruises.
I had one more problem with the Super Bowl, and that was, besides the crappy call with not running Marshall Lynch, Tom Brady getting the MVP.
Okay.
Butler was definitely the MVP of that game.
You think so?
Yeah, he didn't do enough to win the game. Butler did enough to win the game.
Well, Tommy did.
Not made this play, they lose.
Yeah, he threw. Yeah, you're right.
Tom,
I mean,
threw two picks.
He did throw two picks. He
most receptions ever in Super Bowl
most
history.
Most, yeah,
most
completions. Yes,
most completions ever.
Most in the first half, and the most in the game as well. So yeah, he did do some good things. I mean, you're right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, that pick was key. But yeah, appreciate the call. That pick was huge, but I didn't have a problem with Tom getting it. Who else are you going to give it to? I mean, it always goes to a high profile offensive player. So
tell you what, I thought possibly one of those receivers, Edelman or Amendola. Boy, those guys were just so good at finding open space.
Look, Shane Vereen had 11 catches.
There you go, Vereen.
He was great. But listen, Tom threw two picks, yes. Threw four touchdowns, okay?
Yeah.
So I have no problem with it. Four touchdowns, four Super Bowl wins, three MVPs, 37 of 50. That is so ridiculous.
Here's the deal.
37 of 50,
when you
Pat.
Throw the ball 50 times, you're going to try to score. When you have, and they had to throw the ball against Seattle. They could not run the ball that effectively against Seattle. So you have to throw it 50. You have to. Mm-hmm. You are going to try to squeeze it in to a tight window, and you're going to get caught. And he got caught against a great defense. He got caught twice. One was a really bad pass. The other was a fantastic play by the linebacker.
I will give credit to Seattle, too. They actually made it a lot more interesting than I expected, to be honest with you. I thought the Patriots would control tempo and they would control the ball so much that it was over and done with. But
how about this, though? At the end of the third, yards per pass attempt, Seattle was about over 15 yards per pass attempt.
Buddy, they averaged almost
five.
They almost averaged 8 yards a play. They had a bunch of big plays. We talked about it. I mean, that was the thing. They actually had more offense than New England did. But they didn't have a lot of plays in the first half, unfortunately for them. Hey, look, football's over, folks. I hate to break it to you. This week, though, suddenly it stepping is? Up to help. Yeah, it's over, buddy. Sorry. But you know what? We got signing day this week, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour. So college season, of course, is a year-round business. Coming out on Suddenlink this week at 979-836-6901 or online at suddenlink.com. Dracula Untold, John Wick, Ouija, which is about the Ouija board. Ooh, creepy. And The Best of Me. Suddenlink, got you covered there. And, of course, Suddenlink phone. You keep your current phone number and, yes, you get unlimited local and long-distance calling. You get caller ID and number, call waiting, call blocking, TV caller ID, enhanced 911, and more. The thing I like when people call the house, you know, I like having a house phone, because if they call the house and leave a message, I can say, sorry, bro, didn't get it. They call your cell phone, leave messages, they know you're getting it. It's personalized. It's individual. I like the house phone because I can play it off, baby. It's covering my butt over and over again.
Kid must have deleted it.
Darn Maddox. Told him not to do that. It's good.
And don't eat bleach, Maddox.
Thank you. Dynamite drop-in. Good point. Suddenlink.com has you covered. Home internet, home phone, and, of course, all your entertainment needs to put on your TV. Got you covered. We'll take some more calls about commercials and whatever else you want to talk about in a moment. It's The Zone. In the Buzz, we're in the Fury Electric studio. I like this place.
Love Ben.